Pollock made this painting in 1951. It's a radical departure from the splendor of the drip paintings, which had brought him great fame just a year or so before. Here he intentionally limits his palette to just black, a really inky black, on raw canvas, and creates a lyrical calligraphic line that might recall Chinese ink painting.
Collector Ben Heller was the first owner of this painting. He bought it from Pollock soon after it was made.
It's so delicate.
You see the almost face-like figure in the upper left-hand corner? You'll see that, and you'll see these other kind of movements. You can both say, gee whiz, that's like trained art, but on the other hand, it is anti-trained art because it just seems to go anywheres in any way in its own particular rhythm, or it's carrying itself along in some way all by itself. It's totally unstructured and totally structured. How you can do the two together is remarkable.